our team of the week. Now, this is an interesting one this week because it was the UCL Grand Op all over the last weekend. So we sent David out to Brinkley, actually, with 476 other people, to see how Southall City coped with what was probably the biggest match they've ever had to put on.
I have to say, brilliantly. First thing was I left it quite late. I got there about half an hour before kickoff. Plenty of help to park. Not right behind the goal, so your car was going to get smashed the first time the ball went through. It was quick going through the gate. They were taking card and cash payments. I was able to get a programme. There were stalls selling lots of other bits and pieces. It was easy to get a drink. It was easy to get a choice of nice food. It was a great atmosphere. I mean, I know I bore you to death sometimes when we're going to away games saying how much I enjoyed Melton's original game when they opened their pitch because it was a big crowd. Just everything was about it was nice. It was right. It was like that. And I wasn't the only person that thought that on the day. A lot of people walking around were saying how nice it was. And a lot of the ground, there was a lot of ground hopping royalty there as well, going to all these games. And whilst they were all saying nice program at so-and-so, exciting game here, the majority of the love was for Southall City and their backroom staff, how they organised it and how everything was seamless. And I have to say, that was my first thought. That goes down as one of my best football experiences at grassroots for a very, very long time. It was like a carnival. It was so nice. And they weren't flapping. They just got on and did it. And
Gavin, I think, to quote a famous TV advert, if Carlsberg did grassroots football clubs, many of them would like to be Southall City.
Yeah, they've done fantastic. They really have. And to be fair, from a referee's point of view, they've looked after us as referees as well. Every time I've gone there, you know, always welcome with a smile, a nice cup of tea, and they've got a lovely, lovely facility up there. So I'm delighted that the day's gone well for them, really. I wanted to go myself, but unfortunately I was involved in the later game, so I couldn't nip up there. But
I've always had a lot of time for South City, apart from one spell when they had a certain
match. Yeah, they're a really good club, so yeah, congratulations to them. Well done.
Well done, Southall. Right, then.